He says, those God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the likeness or the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. He says, those he predestined, he also called. Those he called, he also justified. Those he justified, he also glorified. What is he saying? He's saying, look, through praying in tongues, what God wants to do, he wants to get you conformed to the image of his Son. In other words, he wants you to become fully mature and act and walk and do miracles just like Jesus. That's what he's talking about. He wants you to be just like Jesus. And people say that's impossible all they want, but he commands us in Ephesians 4. He says that he gave some to be apostles, some to be prophets, some to be evangelists, some to be pastors and teachers, to prepare God's people for works of service so the body of Christ may be built up till we all reach the unity in the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. He says, then you'll no longer be infants tossed back and forth by the waves and blown here and there by every wind of teaching and in the cunning and craftiness of men and their deceitful scheming. He says, instead, speaking the truth in love, we will all things grow up together into him who is the head, that is Christ. We're going to be just like Jesus. Amen. It says, from him, the whole body joined and held together by every supporting ligament and sinew grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work. So we can't fully mature until we do our part. Whether it be in the local body or behind the pulpit, we got to do our work. You see? Hallelujah. So he says, so I tell you this and insist on it in the Lord. He says, walk not as other Gentiles. That's a heathen sinner. He says, walk not as a sinner walks in the vanity of their minds, having their understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God due to the ignorance that is in them because of the hardening of their hearts. You see? He says, having lost all sensitivity, they've given themselves over to sensuality so as to indulge in every kind of impurity with a continual lust for more. He said, you, however, didn't come to know Christ that way. Surely you heard of him and were taught in him in accordance with the truth that is in Jesus. He says, you are taught with regard to your former way of life to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires, and to be made new in the attitude of your mind. He says, put on the new self, which is created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. He says, therefore, each of you must put off lying, and speak truthfully to his neighbor, for we're all members of one body. He says, in your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you're still angry, and do not give the devil a foothold. He said, he who's been stealing must steal no longer, but must work doing something useful with his hands, so that he may have something to benefit those in need. He says, not to let any unwholesome talk, that's your swearing and cussing and cursing. He says, don't let any wholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen, and do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God with whom you are sealed for the day of redemption. It's grieving to God when we steal, lie, get angry, and don't cool off, and don't control it, and when we curse and say things that are not edifying, it's grieving to the Holy Spirit. And then in verse 31, it's all Ephesians 4, verse 11 all the way, now we're all the way in 31, but he says, get rid of all bitterness, rage and anger, brawling and slander along with every form of malice. Bitterness is that negative feeling toward your fellow man. We got to get rid of that. Get rid of all bitterness, rage and anger, brawling and slander along with every form of malice. And then he says, be kind and compassionate to one another. Kind and compassionate to one another. Kind. You know, if I just told you one thing, if I just came here and I just stood up here for an hour and said, be kind and compassionate to one another, over and over and over, you did those two things, everything would work itself out. Because that's love. He says, be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other. Forgiving each other just as in Christ forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Chapter 5, verse 1, he says, be imitators of God, therefore as dearly loved children, to live a life of love. Just as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us, it's a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. But he says, but among you there must not even be a hint of sexual immorality or of impurity or of any other kind of impurity or of greed, which is idolatry, he mentions in another place. He says, because of these, the wrath of God is coming. The wrath of God. Because of what? Greed, impurity, and sexual immorality. He says, nor should there be obscenity, foolish talk or coarse joking. Most of your television shows are full of coarse joking and foolish talk. God wants us to be serious about things. But there is a time, there's a joy in the Spirit. I mean, you can have the joy of the Lord. I play the guitar. My son, he just dances in the Lord. I'm telling you right now. I've seen him do it. He's only How old is he? He just dances and dances. He just loves to be in the presence of God. To be childlike. You can go home and worship the Lord and dance before him if that's what you want to do. He's got no problem. David danced before the Lord. You see. He says, nor should there be obscenity, foolish talk, of course joking, but rather thanksgiving. He said, of this you can be sure, no immoral, impure, or greedy person, such a man as an idolater, has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. He says, let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of such things, God's wrath comes on those who are disobedient. He says, therefore, do not be partners with them. So don't let anybody deceive you with empty words. What? Words that are not aligned with the Word of God. They tell you, oh, God's going to forgive you. Forget about it. He says, don't let anyone deceive you with empty words. He says, they're going to go to hell is what he's telling you. They're not going to make it into heaven. So where else are they going to go? You know, they're going to go to hell and then the lake of fire if they never repent. But we want them to repent. We don't want anybody to go to hell. We've got to take God's word seriously. People don't take his word serious enough. He says, they dress the word. He said, the from the least of them to the greatest, all are greedy for gain. Prophets and priests alike. He said, they're all greedy for gain. They dress the wound of my people as though we're not serious. Peace, peace, they say, when there is no peace. Now, they don't run around saying peace, peace. But what they were doing is they were watering down the gospel and telling the people, everything's okay. God loves you. They prophesy all over them, tell them they're okay, but when they go home, they're living in deliberate sin. He said, God's grace is going to cover it. No, it's not. God's grace is sufficient. His strength is made perfect in our weakness. And he tells us, if you live according to the flesh, you'll die. Romans 8:13. But if by the Spirit you put to death the misdeeds of the body, you'll live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. So we need to be led by the Spirit of God. Pastor Dan, you're scaring me. This stuff scares me too sometimes. You know, it's the fear of the Lord. It's good. It's pure, it says. The fear of the Lord is pure. Sometimes I feel like I'm preaching to myself just as I am you, because I have to be warned just as much as you do. You see? I don't live in deliberate sin, but we need to, you know, he says, if you think you're standing firm, be careful you don't fall. A lot of times we think I'm doing just fine, but he says, be careful. You know, it's like walking on thin ice. Say, look, that ice is thin. Be careful. You don't want to fall through. He says, if you think you're standing firm, I'm okay, Pastor. He says, be careful you don't fall. He says, no temptation has seized you except what is common to man. And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. He said, when you're tempted, he'll provide a way out so you can stand up under it. You see, God's a merciful God. So we can talk a whole lot about the millennium and trying to get the point across, but he wants to talk about this for one of us, just for all of us, as a body. And we also got possibly 1,000 people or more listening to us online every month. You know, so we got to obey God. We're going to make sure. He says that in Ephesians 5 again, he says, to live as children of light. For the fruit of the light consists of all goodness, righteousness, and truth, and find out what pleases the Lord. He says, have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather expose them. Why? Because you live such a holy life that people don't like to be around you anymore. Well, that doesn't sound like fun. But you're obeying God. You got to walk around acting all like I'm a super spiritual person, but just don't get involved in what they get involved with. And if they're talking about stuff, just walk away. It's going to convict them. You can figure out how spiritual you are by what jokes you laugh at. Pastor Dan, what jokes you laugh at? I don't laugh at jokes very much. I really don't. I just feel the conviction of God even to be around it, and I just leave the room. I'll walk out. Michelle and I, if somebody turns on the television, if we go over to a family's house and they turn on the television or secular music, I say, you're ready to go. And we'll get in the van and we'll leave. We don't want that. The Bible commands us. He says, guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it flows the issues of life. We're very sensitive. When we go to Walmart or something, they play the music or something. I say, Michelle, let's just hurry up and get out of here. I don't want to hear any of this. You say, Pastor Dan, they're not even saying curse words or anything. Yeah, but it's not worshiping God. And you know, if you don't stay under music that is anointed, you're going to become unsensitive to the anointing. You see, if you keep yourself surrounded with things that are anointed, you will be sensitive to the anointing. But if you taint your spirit by listening to music that's not anointed and then listening to music that is anointed, how are you going to be able to purely sense the anointing? You see, that's why I'm very sensitive. I can sense the things of the Spirit because I continually separate myself from anything worldly. If I pull up, nowadays they got the gas pumps. If I pull up to a gas pump and they got those commercials, anybody see that yet? I'll leave and I'll go to the next place. Why? Because by the time they're done at that commercial, they say about 15 things that are evil and trying to draw you further into the world. All those advertisements, you think that's evil, Pastor Dan? You know, the Bible says that us who are mature can discern good from evil. It says in Hebrews chapter 5 at the end. Through the continual use of the word, have trained themselves to distinguish good from evil. It's the use of the word that gives you that sensitivity. We say, Pastor Dan, you really think that? What do you think God thinks of it? You think God thinks that those commercials where they say all this stuff and the women or the men, the way they dress and they act this way and they act like that. You think that God thinks that stuff is pure? No. So what do you think would happen if you spent all your time with God and all your time separate from the world? Do you think that you'd start to see things through the eyes of God? Do you think it's possible? Absolutely. You see, that's what we want to do. We want to spend all our time with God and all our time with His Word and all our time separate from the world. That's the key thing. And if you'll do that, He said, you're gonna escape the corruption of the world caused by evil desires. You're gonna be free to just recognize evil, just see it at a distance. Say, you got to check in your spirit right away and say, this is no. Somebody say, you want to go to this new movie? It's a Christian movie. And you look at it, You go to the Christian bookstore. You know, they're not all good books there just because it's a Christian book. So you'll pick up a book and you got to check in your spirit and say, nope. Your friend will be like, oh, you need to read this book. This is a really good book. It's by Sister So-and-so. And you'll look at it and you'll pick it up and you'll get a check in your spirit because you've been spending all your time separate from TV, separate from music, and all your time worshiping God and all your time in His Word. And you're going to pick that book up and go, nope. They'll go, come on, read it. It's really good. It talks about all this grace talk. You say, no. I don't feel good about it inside. They say, well, how would you know? You think you know everything? Say, I know somebody. I'm real close to somebody. I spend all my time with Jesus. I know what's good and I know what's not. They say, you really think you're so spiritual? Say, no, but I know Him. I know Him. Amen? Let's just stay close to God. Everybody come forward. Let me pray for you. Now, He didn't. He said this. He said, devote yourselves to be close to me, for it's those who gather close to my heart that will know my heart, says the Lord. For I reveal my ways and I reveal my heart to those who are close to me. So stay separate from the world. Stay separate from those who do not have a close, intimate relationship with me. And you yourselves have a close, intimate relationship with me, so you can be like me and I can direct your path, says the Lord. Allow me to direct you down the path that I have for you. For the path that I have for you is illuminated by my light, and the path that I have for you is a narrow path with many obstructions, but my path leads to life, says the Lord. So follow me. I am the way. There is no other way. I am the truth, and I am the life. And it's those who follow me and stay close to me, separate from the world, that find the life that is truly life, says the Lord. So learn to be sensitive to my anointing and the things of my spirit by spending your time separate and alone with me. For it's those who dwell in my presence who become very sensitive to my anointing and sensitive to me. So know my word. Meditate my word day and night and spend much time praying in my spirit and seeking my face through worship and fasting. And you will see, you will become like me and see things through my eyes, says the Lord. He said this to keep pressing in, keep pressing in, keep pressing in. He said, don't be discouraged at troubles and hardships when they try to press around you and crush you and you're tempted to sin. But stay close to me and yield to my spirit and my word, and you'll find out that you have what you need to stay strong and that you can overcome and you can win, says the Lord. So know that the victory is yours. You've been born of my loins and my spirit. My children are strong because they meditate my word day and night, and they hearken to what is said, and they're willing to hear it. So continue to obey with your whole hearts and let go of the world. Stay separate, stay separate, stay separate, says the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus.
We worship you, Jesus. We praise you, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. We praise you, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. We glorify you, Jesus. We magnify you, Jesus. You're worthy, Lord. You're worthy, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. We praise you, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. We glorify you, Jesus. We magnify you, Jesus. We bless you, Jesus. We bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 We bind every counterattack, plan, maneuver, and assignment of the enemy and command them off the air to dry places in Jesus' name. Command me, you cannot connect to anyone here or follow us home or ever to turn in Jesus' name. So be here tomorrow. We're going to see if we continue along the millennium, or we'll see what if the Lord's moving on. But we just want to do what He wants. Amen. We want to follow Him in every way and stay close to Him and stay in His Word. Keep fasting and praying and seeking Him with your whole hearts, and you'll see that's what you're really looking after anyways. That's what you're looking for. It's all found in Him. You're just going to have to trust me on this one. It took me years and years and years and years and years and years to finally realize, you know what, this is it. And when I finally came to me is when he told me, I want you to start to seek me many hours a day in worship. And even that, it was probably a year into worship before I finally clicked. I said, wait a minute. My whole life I've been running after this, that, and the other. And I thought that all these other things, and I think maybe I need to get ice cream, or maybe I need to go to the park. I need to go outside. I need to go look at nature. Something's going to make me happy. It's all found in Him. You could be locked away in a room for 6 months and do absolutely nothing and just worship God, and you'll find out that that's what you're looking for. You're just going to have to take my word at it, because you got to press through all the flesh to find that out for yourself, but it's worth it. It's worth it. It's worth shutting off the TV and just lifting up your hands and just telling Jesus how much you love Him over and over and over again. Amen. So spend some time in private worship, and I'm telling you right now, that's where you're going to... You worship the Prince of Peace, you're going to experience... It calls Him the Prince of Peace, the God of Peace, the God of love and peace, and it calls Him the Lord of Peace. Lord of Peace. So if He's the Lord of Peace, that means He owns it. Amen. It's all... Amen. The Prince of Peace. Wonderful Counselor. Mighty God.